What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of 3G 1UP. I'm Keith, sitting here with Spencer and David. What's up, boys?
What's going on, buddy?
Hey. Hi.
Hello. How you guys doing? Oh, I'm good. What you guys been up to?
You know, just another week in this hellscape that the world has become.
Yeah, it's fun.
It is fun. That's one word for it. Fun is one word that you could use to describe this.
I don't know. That's another reason to be talking about video games and shit, because it's a nice little escape from the hellhole that we call life. So what you been gaming on? Anything new? We got to play another round of Among Us this past weekend. That was pretty dope. What'd you guys think of that?
Man, I had a ton of fun with that. I've been having so much fun playing Among Us with, like I said, everybody we know. What do we have? Mostly like 7 or 8 people total.
Yeah, didn't we get eventually a full game going?
I thought we had nine at the end. I think we hit 9.
Yeah. And we're getting people proficient enough that I think we're going to have to step up to 2 imposters again if we get another full game of 10. The crewmen were just kind of dominating there at the end. When we were going with like the 7 or 8, I think 1 imposter is a good solid compromise to lesser crewmen, because they were getting some wins in there too. But when you get to those 10 crewmen, it can be a chore to kill everybody.
We got to turn the tasks up. Everybody's getting way too familiar with the tasks.
Yeah, and that's why I wanted to do another map too. The one that we did, I guess, was bad. We need to do the other one. The one, I can't even remember the names of them. So the Skeld, the ship, is
that's the one everybody plays.
Yeah, that's the big one. And then there's another one that has like the long reactor hall and everything. And that's
there's the Skeld. Like there's Polis.
Yeah, Polis. Hang on. That's the one we tried, and that's the bad one. I guess nobody plays that one because it's just too weird.
Yeah, we played Mira HQ.
Yeah, we played the headquarters map.
Yeah, we played Mira HQ. The Skeld is the ship.
Yeah.
Polis
is the one that we need to try again, because that one has a much better layout. It's much like the Skeld, where things are just kind of a little more accessible. The other map was just kind of set up weird to where it's hard to play both as crewman and as imposter. So next time we play, let's try that other map again, because I think we will have some success with it. And again, we're all getting better at it. You know, even if there are some new tasks, we should be able to adapt to just how the game works, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, other than that, I think it's been freaking amazing playing this game. I've just been glad we've been able to get big games together too. It's been really fun. And I know everybody else that's been playing has been having a lot of fun too. We got Mystic involved this week. Did she say anything about it, David? Did she enjoy herself?
Oh yeah.
She overwhelmed?
She had a really good time.
Okay, no. Good.
She did really well too. I feel like everybody did fantastic.
Yeah, everybody had like, a lot of good plays and whatnot.
Yeah, she Mystic fell into a pretty good role of, you know, she wasn't super outspoken, but she said what she needed to say, whether it was a lie or not, and she did it well. I felt like the whole crew was doing really well, you know, trying to sell the lies. There was a short stint of imposters just giving themselves up there for a minute. I know Lauren did, and Dylan did.
Murdered somebody right in front of, was it like Dylan? I think, I don't know.
Yeah, I think I did it once, or it was just like, fuck it, I'm voting for myself, because there's like no way out
of I watched this. You do it right on camera.
Oh yeah,
that's what happened.
That was the one. It's like, yep. And everybody had voted before I even got my say, and so I just voted for myself. It's like, yeah, fuck it. I did it again when Spencer, like, he double backed on me. He was standing outside of navigation, and I went in and I killed Laura, like, as he was running away, so I was sure he wouldn't be there to check up on her. And For some reason, he ran back in there and called me out.
I turned right around and was like, oh, shit, I forgot a task in here. And every time Keith's standing over her body.
Son of a bitch.
And every time, like, we immediately come into the chat of, like, you know, just saying, it was so-and-so, it was Keith, he totally did it. Everyone was just like, all right, totally, believe this. It would be an interesting strategy to see if the imposter could, like, pull that off and get somebody voted off.
Yeah, now that we're getting familiar with it and stuff, there's going to start to be a lot more of that play. And that's when it gets really interesting, when nobody trusts anything.
Yeah,
we even got a little taste of that this weekend. There was certain times I know Lauren got really upset because there was one that the imposter almost won. It was Dylan. Dylan finally went on a roll and he had it down to the last people. And for some reason, no one was voting for him. And everybody knew it was him.
Oh,
it was,
man.
It was pretty great.
she was like confident. She's like, I'm 95% sure it's him. Like, I saw him and then I went and the person was gone and they were dead. And it's almost certainly him. And everyone was just like, well, I don't know about that.
Then the next round, everybody voted her off. Oh, that game is great. If you haven't played it yet, check it out. It's called Among Us. It's $5 on Steam. It's free on mobile. Definitely play it. I know we've talked about it for a few weeks now. I can't sell it enough. Just check it out. Get a big crew together. If you could get a good, like, 7 or 8 people, That's a good solid game, but if you can fill up a game of 10, then I highly suggest it.
Yeah, it's a blast.
All right, well, moving on from Among Us, I was looking at what more we had to look forward to before Cyberpunk, because that is inching closer and closer. We are at the 13th today of recording, so that means this will be coming out on the 15th. Of when you're listening to it. So we're just under a month away from Cyberpunk. So what do we have to look forward to in the meantime? And really not a whole lot.
I saw why am I blanking on the name? Watch Dogs Legion is coming out.
That's literally what I was just about to say.
Well, there you go.
October 29th. Watch Dogs Legion, but again, I don't know if this is really something to be super excited about. I wanted to get your guys' opinion on if you think this could be the redeeming title in Watch Dogs. I know 2 did better, but I still don't think it brought the whole name back. I'm actually surprised they went in on another one. David, I know you got burned on the first one, so let's hear from you first on what you think and what you expect out of Watch Dogs Legion.
You know, I've heard some more optimism about the third one. Who played the second one? Anybody?
No, I don't think so.
No.
Me neither.
Did we hear anything about whether that game improved or was...
Like I said, I think that it definitely was an improvement on the first one. The first one, I know, had a very bland storyline, a main character that you never really grew attached to. And I think they kind of cleaned that up a bit, but it was still leaving something to be wanted. At the same time, you're playing an elite hacker man, so...
I mean,
it was better from what I heard. Again, I've never played these games, but I heard the second one was better.
The concept wins. Like, it's a great concept in my mind. You know, you can just hack the entire city, control streetlights, control lights, control people's cell phones, find people's history, you know. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. They just dropped the ball. They couldn't pull it off. And hopefully in this third one, they... do something a little bit more interesting than, because I mean, the second one, just me not knowing anything about it, usually tells me what I need to know about it. You know, if it hasn't popped up on my radar, then it probably wasn't that fantastic.
Yeah, and that's Ubisoft, so I don't know if they have any deals with like Game Pass or any, if we can see it come out somewhere where you don't actually have to buy the game. That would be really nice to check it out in that way, because I don't really want to spend money on Watch Dogs.
Yeah.
And the same kind of goes for Legion for me. I don't know if I want to buy this game. Spencer, what do you think? Have you seen anything on this? Do you have any plans of getting it? I know you got a Series X coming in. That would be the system to play it on. What do you think?
Well, to be honest, I am really holding out hope that I can get my hands on a 3080, because if you buy a 3080 right now, you get a free copy of Watch Dogs Legions.
Yeah, I mean, that would be great.
If that could happen, I will probably play it. Otherwise, I will wait for some reviews to come in.
Yeah,
but I did look up the scores for Watch Dogs and Watch Dogs 2. The first one had like a 6.2 Metacritic user score. And Watch Dogs 2 has a 7.6. So it's got a... Number 2 is apparently far more favorable than the first one.
Yeah, I thought so. Yeah.
Far more favorable? It went from a 6 to a 7?
14%. 14% improvement.
It's a touch.
You're going to scoff at 14%?
I'm gonna turn my nose.
I mean, you're going from a D to a solid C, so that's a good step up.
C's get degrees, man.
I don't know. That both of those grades are still worth time in the closet from my household.
You just got to come out of that closet there, David.
No.
It explains a lot about you. That's how you were raised.
And yeah, that would be really great to get a 3080 to be able to run this game, because I'm looking at some specs, and you're going to need that to be running Ultra. This game is looking hefty, as the first couple also were in their time as well. If you're running ray tracing, you're going to want at least a 2060, at least an i5-8400 or a Ryzen 5 2600. So, and at least 16 gigs of RAM. So this is going to be a pretty beefy game. You will be able to run it at 1920 by 1080 without ray tracing using a 1660 Super or 1060. So just don't expect it to look as gorgeous as they're claiming this game will be. But it's looking pretty good, and hopefully the gameplay's there. I'm not actually planning on buying this. Like I said, I would really like to see this show up on a service like Game Pass, so yeah, I wouldn't have to drop the whole title price on it. But I don't know if we'll ever see something like that. Well, I don't know what else we could really say about that. Are you planning on getting this at all, David?
I mean, no, probably not. I might watch some streams and I'll wait for it to probably just drop in price. Just even if it looks amazing, I'm going to spite jip this game. Fuck it.
Yeah, I kind of feel you on that one. I agree. It's not something that I just have to play. I just have to get my hands on. There's some ideas that they're using of the play anyone and use anybody on your team that you come across that is kind of cool, but that's not something like I really have to do.
Like you said, after I got burned so hard on the first one, I'm not so hyped on the third one, and they haven't done a good job of hyping it, in my opinion. So screw it. I'll wait and wait until it's $20 at GameStop.
Yeah, fair enough. All right, well, moving on to a game that I do kind of want to get when it finally comes out fully. It is one we talked briefly about last week, Baldur's Gate 3. I know we mentioned this one a little while back as well when we were talking about games coming out soon. It is in early access on Steam right now, and I was able to catch a couple of streams of it and check out what this game's all about. You know, Baldur's Gate 1 and 2 are pretty heavily favored by this community because they were really great Dungeons and Dragons games. Like, if you want to get as close to playing Dungeons and Dragons in a video game, it's Baldur's Gate. And it seems to me that Baldur's Gate 3 has taken even a step farther into that. There was another series called Divinity, I think, that also does this, but I don't know much about that. A lot of people really enjoy that game, are also coming over to Baldur's Gate 3. But one thing about this game that I was noticing that I think is really cool is the combat system. They instead of doing their kind of paused real-time combat, they're doing a turn-based combat set up in a D&D fashion. So as you're exploring around, you can maneuver, you can move around and check stuff out. But as you encounter an enemy, you then are restricted in your movement, and you can do your movement action and your attack action or whatever it is that you're able to do. You can set up your spells and stuff like that. And then it's the enemy's turn. So it's a very D&D process. It even gives you your attacks rolls. This attack does 4d4. This attack does 4d4 plus a 2d4 multiplier. So it's really bringing D&D to a video game in a whole new way. And I'm pretty excited to check it out. It is super buggy right now in early access. I was watching some streamers have a terrible time of playing multiplayer, but when it's up and running, I would really love to get a group together to play this game. It looks fucking cool. Either of you guys been able to check out anything on it since it's early access? There's been a lot more blowing up about this game since then. So have you seen any videos or streams or anything?
I haven't watched any streams, but I've watched a couple of the trailers, and I'm pretty nerded out over this. I did watch like an early gameplay trailer as well. And I just like fell in love with it. It looks beautiful. Just that they did the bird's eye view very well in this one.
Yeah, it looks really pretty. Your environments, your enemies, your own character. And I guess the character customization is great. And there's a lot of different classes and spells and stuff for it's a super customizable, very Dungeons and Dragons game, and that I think it's pretty awesome. What about you, Spencer? You see anything on this?
No, this isn't really my style of game, so I haven't looked into it too much. I never played any of the first one or the second one at all.
Yeah.
I kind of dropped the ball on checking this one out myself.
When you get a chance, check out a stream or something, because you can get these four-man groups, and it's like playing a game of D&D that's all set up for you. Like, check it out. I think it might be a little more in your wheelhouse than you think. Maybe not. I could be speculating.
I will do that for sure. I'll keep an eye out.
Keep an eye on it. Watch some streams or some videos, and just do that for now. I'm not saying even consider buying it, because it is early access. It is super buggy. There's a lot of problems with it right now. If you're into that kind of thing, you like playing buggy ass games, I've done it a lot. I played early access and had a grand time doing so. Check this game out. It's on Steam. It's called Baldur's Gate 3. A little bit more on that. I was looking at if there was ever going to be something for console players with Baldur's Gate, and it's looking like as of right now, it's not really even possible on the PS4 and the Xbox One. So if it is going to happen, it will be probably later 2021, maybe early 2022 on the next gen systems. So if you're a console player looking to play this game, there's not any really good news for you just yet, but there's not a whole lot of bad news either if you're planning on getting a next gen system. So just keep an eye out on that, because this game looks pretty dope.
Right on.
All right. And the last thing on my list that I've got is this really cool game. Oh, shit. My cat's going to start meowing. So I'll spit this out and mute myself real quick. This really cool game that I've been watching a bunch of different streamers play. If you guys haven't seen this, check it out. It is taking streaming by storm. It's a game called Phasmophobia. Have you heard anything about this?
I saw a ad for it on the Steam store main page. It looked interesting.
The graphics aren't that great because it is a VR game. You can play it not in VR as well, but it has VR capabilities. And I don't know, take a minute to look something up about this game real quick as I let my cat out of here before she starts howling at me. Because this looks like one of the better horror games I have watched. It looks like a ton of fun.
I'm watching the trailer now.
Phasmophobia is a four-player online co-op psychological horror game. paranormal activity is on the rise, and it's up to you and your team to use all the ghost hunting equipment at your disposal in order to gather as much evidence as you can. It looks really interesting.
So it's still being developed. It's buggy. It's a small developer. It's like Kinetic Games or something out of the UK. A group of four, up to four people, can go in. There's a few different maps. You have to purchase the tools that you want to use, such as flashlights, cameras, smudge sticks, crucifixes, crucify.
For sure.
Yeah, I thought so.
It's definitely crucifixes. Come on, guys.
Crucifix.
That's right.
Crucifeum.
But you purchase everything, you set up your list before you go into this house, and then your objective is to identify the kind of ghost that is plaguing whatever house or school or whatever you're at the time. It's like kind of being a Ghostbuster, but you're not doing the busting. You're just kind of figuring out what kind of ghost is hanging out and not trying to die.
But the busting TV makes me feel good.
Well, busting no busting. This, feel good. This is like ghost edging, then, I guess.
Fuck. Hold on. Keep going.
So you're not really trying to kill this ghost. You want to get in and get out as fast as possible to not get killed by it and make a few bucks off of identifying this ghost. And to do that, different ghosts react to different things. So some of them will only call out when the lights are out. Some of them will only react to one person. Some of them will only react when everybody's in the room. So it also uses voice. You get what's called, I can't even remember what it's called. It's like a little sound box. And you ask it questions. What is your name? Where are you from? And he or she, the ghost, will respond to it with like short word answers like kill or yes or no. And
hey, ghost, ASL.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's certain things that they're programmed to respond to. That might be one of them. You're supposed to ask it different questions. It gives you their name so you can go into different rooms, and you have to find the hot spots using the thermometers or meters or set up cameras so you can get the bubbles, the globes, the light globes, whatever they're called. Ooh. And it's taking these shows that we watched as in our teens that were on History Channel and shit, of these stupid asses going into these haunted places and trying to convince everybody they had proof of ghosts, and they made a game out of it. And it looks like a ton of fun. It actually looks kind of scary in a much different way, because there's a lot of different jump scares, but it's also just kind of eerie, creepy the way it's set up. You're going to be in a room and you'll hear something fall in the next room, so somebody has to go investigate that, and you're both alone, and their lights will start flashing. One of you will see the ghost and you'll have to team up to like unlock a door. It just is kind of chaos in this short amount of time, and it looks like a lot of fun. I want to play this game.
Yeah, I really like the concept. Super unique. I like that they made it VR compatible, because I imagine that's going to take things to a whole other level.
I mean, especially the progress that VR has made. It's that's definitely a concept that I'm interested in.
Yeah, a horror VR game. I know there's a few of them already, but one that does it really well would be fantastic.
Yeah,
I watched a handful of streamers get together and play this in VR together, and it looked like they were having a lot of fun. And each of them were using like a different kind of setup, and everybody was able to play it fairly well. Like I said, there's still some pretty good bugs in this game. It's a little bit clunky. Opening doors with VR could be a little hard, but it's getting there, and I'm excited to see something like this happening. It looks pretty fucking cool.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Well, anyway, check this game out, Phasmophobia. There's been a fair amount of streams of it. I'm sure you can find it all over YouTube. There's been some videos blowing up. You can watch your favorite streamer get spooked out in this game. It's fun to watch, and I can imagine it's fun to play. If I ever get a VR setup, this is one that will be on my list for sure. Anyway, that's it on my list. So what you got for us, Spencer? Or what you got for us, David? What you want to say?
I was just scrolling through Reddit, and I noticed Blizzard France is going on strike tomorrow. Did you guys read anything about this?
No, I haven't heard about that at all.
No, me neither.
Just reading through the comments here, looking at the proclamation, that the sort of memo that they put out about the strike. Blizzard's planning on shutting the entire office, 285 employees. I don't know how effective a strike is going to be if they plan on laying you off. You know,
that's a hell of a layoff.
Yeah.
So, I will say the French don't fuck around when it comes to strikes, though.
Yeah, I suppose French strikes are a little bit.
They're a lot more violent. They'll be out there with bricks and Molotovs and
guillotines already. Like I've heard a couple people talking about setting up. Wasn't there a guillotine set up outside of Jeff Bezos's house, like, somewhat recently?
So,
I mean, how long did it take us to get to the guillotine? They just go straight for it now.
Yeah, that's interesting. We'll have to keep an eye on that for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, more bad Blizzard moves, so that's fun. All right, Spencer, you got some gaming news for us?
Yeah, so not a whole lot going on this past week, but there was news came out that Amazon is pulling the plug on Crucible.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're free-to-play, like, hero shooter that they've had for 6 months. Well, it's apparently such a failure that they're shutting it down completely.
It got made into a game they thought it was going to be successful, then revamped into a game that they thought would be more successful than the original idea, and it's been a big pile of poop for them for a minute now. I've watched some streams of it when it's been sponsored, but it's a mess. It's a mess of a development. So I'm glad they're scrapping it. Focus those developers elsewhere.
Yeah, for sure. So kind of, you know, I don't think any of us are super surprised to hear that, but it's a pretty big failure to shut down within 6 months.
Yeah, that's pretty hardcore. That is not a very long run at all. I mean, I was surprised at, what was the game we were talking? The Avengers reporting bad numbers last week, but that they're doing way better than 6 months. You know, that's rough.
Yeah, no kidding. What else? A few decent, actually, Steam sales going on. Their Midweek Madness is almost all of the Assassin's Creed games are between 65 and 85% off.
I mean, we got Valhalla coming up soon, so
yeah. So we've got the whole franchise. You can get Assassin's. You can go all the way back and get Assassin's Creed 2 for $7. The newer ones, Origins is $12. Odyssey is $18. Nice. Even some of the ones in between, Black Flag $7.
Nice.
Revelations $7. Liberation $5. Really good deals. If you were fans of them, or if you haven't played a few of them like me, like I skipped a few in the middle there, I'll probably spend the $5 or $6 to go back and just be able to play through them, even if it's just a cursory run through.
Yeah, why not? I mean, you said you were gonna get Valhalla as your day one grab for your Series X, so
yeah, because that's one of the very few launch titles for the Xbox for the Series X, and I want to see exactly what it can pump out.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to Valhalla.
That's cool.
Speaking of Valhalla, they've Assassin's Creed Valhalla and Reebok have come together for a shoe line. Pretty sweet.
Reeboks, huh?
Yeah. So if you're looking for some sweet video game shoes, Now's your chance.
Are we talking Viking shoes, man?
Yeah, man.
That's pretty cool.
I'm excited. They haven't revealed any of the shoes themselves, but
no, I'm looking it up and there's no images yet. But yeah, I mean I haven't had a pair of Boks in a minute.
So keep an eye out for that if you're into shoes. The only other thing that I have is if you're into racing games, also Midweek Madness on Steam is a bunch of the Need for Speed and Burnout games are on sale for, again, like 75% off.
Nice.
So
I heard that they were going to do a remake of Hot Pursuit or something like that.
Underground 2.
Underground 2. Okay. Yeah.
Which was...
That'd be awesome. Underground.
Yeah, that game was sick. Fucking amazing. I played so much Underground 2.
Yeah, that game. Talk about, like, we talk about Tony Hawk and its iconic soundtrack. Underground 2 was another one that just was chock full of 2000s goodness.
Yeah, so much great hip hop.
It was, what a great game. So that would be cool if we saw that coming back around.
Yeah,
but yeah, definitely. If you're itching to play some racing games, check out those sales on Steam.
And that's it. I've got nothing else to talk about.
All right, then shut up then. Thank you. All right. So
muted. Get out of here.
I guess that's our show. You got anything else, David, that you got?
I was just going to point out an oddity. There's a Cobra Kai video game. Weird crossover between our shows since that was one of our
Like a fighter? Like a...
I don't know what the hell it is. Let's look it up real quick.
It's got to be something like a Street Fighter or something, I would assume.
Oh, man. I don't know. It would have to be a fighter. Right?
It's either that or like Ninja Turtles.
Oh, like a side-scroller sort of thing?
Yeah, like Battletoads, yeah.
I don't... That feels like... I know that this is a kind of a sequel to an 80s game, but that feels kind of like a 280s cash grab for today's standards.
Maybe so.
Why am I looking at a video game trailer but seeing live action? Yep, it's a fighter.
I'm seeing the same video you're watching. Is it an IGN trailer?
Yeah. It's just showing clips from the show. It's like, oh man, this doesn't inspire a whole lot of confidence.
No, and the little bit of game that I am seeing is...
No, you're right. It is like Ninja Turtle. It's like a beat-em-up.
Yep, it's a beat-em-up.
Oh, this is ridiculous.
But all right. You sold me.
Oh, man, that dude grew wings. That Mohawk dude.
So this is going to be like Karate Kid meets X-Men, the arcade game.
Game of the year, calling it right now. They're fighting in the schools. They're fighting on the street. They're in the mall. Oh, I'm all about this.
Think it's going to beat out Fall Guys? Fall Guys is my game of the year.
There's a skill tree and everything, man. I don't know. This might look...
This guy just threw up ice walls, dude. I don't remember that in the show.
So they're mixing it. They're mixing in live action from the show and comic book type. Sort of screens.
Dope. I'm sold.
I don't know. Game of the year.
That's right.
All three major platforms, you guys. Get it.
Hope there's crossplay. All right. Well, on that bombshell, let's wrap this up. Call it a week. Thanks for hanging out with us this week. Check out our Twitters. Follow us on there. Come on, hang out in our Discord. You can find that information in the show's information. There should be a link in there. Come let us know what you think about the show, what you want to hear us talk about, etc., etc.
Your mom. Check. We'll talk about your mom.
My mom or their mom?
Just the grand your.
Just mom. Just moms.
Okay. General your mom.
Cool. Check out our website, 3guys1up.com, 3-1. If you haven't already, you can also check out our other show, Weekend Watch, while you're there, part of 3guys1up Podcast Network. Thank you guys for listening. We'll catch you next week. It's been fun. It's been real. Have a good week. See you next time.
Good night.
Bye.